This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we've got big news coming. Alex Jones is going to be joining us on the other side of this segment. But first, what's going on right now to stop Judge Brett Kavanaugh from getting on the Supreme Court is really next level. And it needs to be highlighted, the hypocrisy and the lies coming out of the Democrat Party. Here's John Bowne with his report.
The self-righteous Democrats have managed to, at the very least, stall potential Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing for an FBI investigation into the allegations made by Christine Blasey Ford, claiming that she was sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh at a high school get-together.
FBI should be given time to reopen its background check investigation into Judge Kavanaugh, to speak to any potential witnesses or other relevant individuals and update its analysis.
However, Ford is stalling on answering to testify.
Are you saying there has to be an investigation by the FBI or else Professor Ford will not testify?
What we're saying is that there should be an investigation because that's the right thing to do.
If there's not an investigation, would she appear on Monday?
She is prepared to cooperate with the committee and with any law enforcement investigation. And that has been her position, and it continues to be her position. So she will cooperate with the committee in whatever form that takes, and it remains to be seen. We have to talk with Senator Grassley's office and the other committee members to determine what form that will take.
While Mark Judge, Kavanaugh's high school friend and only witness to the alleged assault, flatly refuses to testify. And even Dianne Feinstein, the senator responsible for entering the allegations into the nomination process, has her doubts.
No one called her or called her lawyer. My understanding is she got emails. I have no say. I'm the lead Democrat, so this is all up to the Republican side. I can't say everything's truthful. I don't know.
In the midst of all this, Senator Mazie Hirono made this declaration.
I expect the men in this country and the men in this committee, and many of them, believe me, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation. But really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing. For a change.
Granted, it's a wee bit dogmatic when blanketed on the entire U.S. male population, but when applied to Congress, well, Congress is a different story. Congress thinks we have forgotten the secret taxpayer-funded nest egg to quietly pay off sexual assault accusations it gave itself back in 1995. It is arrogantly known as the Congressional Accountability Act, intended to hold congressmen and women accountable to sexual harassment claims. The fine print in the law actually insulates the accused from embarrassment. USA Today reported, to file a complaint, employees must go through a 90-day mandatory dispute resolution process, the first step of which is counseling for the accuser. Yes, you read that correctly. The alleged harasser isn't forced to get counseling. The victim is. Outside Congress, workers with claims can file a lawsuit in federal court whenever they want. But if they work for Congress, failure to follow these procedures may jeopardize any claims raised under the law. And since 1997, 17 million tax dollars have gone to pay off the victims of Democrats like John Conyers, Al Franken, Robert C. Scott, and Reuben Cahune. Of course, there were Republican predators too, but I mention the Democrats because they are currently using their exclusive legislative power to smear a qualified Supreme Court justice nominee with evidence that even they admit is questionable, while simultaneously presiding over a rigged sexual assault payoff system, funding their crimes with our tax dollars, and insisting an outright biased FBI do their dirty work. Meanwhile, the House and Senate are in gridlock over updating what should be now known as the Congressional Unaccountability Act. It is hypocrisy at the highest level. John Bound reporting.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I wanted to start this Wednesday broadcast off today before we hand the baton to Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew for a jam-packed transmission, pointing out that rarely do you see a five-minute piece anywhere on television or listen to it on radio where it's really all out of the park, dead-on information. And I said about my own broadcast. When you hear a five-minute breakdown, that really is like a hole in one. You need to recognize it. And Ann Coulter on Tucker Carlson last night was just such a 5 minutes. She encapsulates everything that's happening with Kavanaugh into 5 minutes. And the big takeaway is this. You can accuse anybody you want of some unprovable, unverifiable crime in modern America if they're a white male. And then we're not just talking about Democrats running the country, but the most crazed, factionalized, power-tripping, loserville CNN that is a weaponized criminal intelligence agency, working with leftist elements of the CIA and the whole project that Obama launched before he left office. And, you know, I say that, and it sounds so fantastical. I had to step back, but that's really what they've done. And when you look at what a bunch of stupid wimps these people in dying media are and how they're interfaced with a bunch of power-tripping leftist intelligence ops in the CIA and the FBI with all these little criminal networks that Obama and Hillary left behind, it's just such a crime. It's such a cabal of dirtbags. And the only thing I've got to say is I understand Tucker Carlson wants to take the super, uber, ultra high road and say, oh, this lady, you know, she's a great lady. You know, she's a leftist foaming at the mouth, anti-man professor who expunged her records before launching all this. And you've got the whole train of people that have been caught for political purposes saying that something was done to them or for racial purposes. I mean, people forget the lacrosse team. And how the media knew it was a lie but went with it forever because it's a bunch of white guys and a black woman, so the image is, you know, of evil instead it was the opposite. You know, why did the mainly white lacrosse team, you know, get a black stripper? You know, everything gets projected and turned to something evil because the globalists want racial division, and it's in the WikiLeaks that they're doing this. This is their plan. This is their operation. And you've got all the other women that are constantly getting caught, and you've got law enforcement reports confirming in Europe and the U.S. that upwards of half of sexual assaults are fake. Unless it's Islamic, you've got multi-1,000% increases in rapes and acid attacks and women being kidnapped, little girls, true wide-scale organized crime. Total cover-ups, everything they can do to, you know, if a young girl gets kidnapped, raped by 100 men when she's 12, they call it, oh, the young girl had sex with 100 men. So, again, the left bending over backwards and then sexually abusing little girls and little boys with the whole trans teaching, where they're going in and sexualizing young children and manipulating them into wanting to be castrated chemically or physically. And, again, this is the assault. So the group of people and the organization in Hollywood and the corporate media, like CNN that takes billions of dollars from Gulf State dictators on record, they are the worst people in the world. It'd be like Jeffrey Dahmer doing a PSA against cannibalism. He's a cannibal. It doesn't hold water. Or Hitler, sitting as the judge in the Nuremberg trial over the Nazis. But let's go to this important report. If this woman is for real, she's that blip on the radar of someone that is, and then it's 36 years ago, and her eyewitness says it didn't happen. The eyewitness says it didn't happen. I mean, this is incredible. And then you've got Feinstein saying she doesn't know if it's all true. This is unbelievable. So you talk about witch hunt. This is just an expansion to that. No, remember the Russian thing went nowhere. That turned into, not paying your taxes? All right, folks, let's go ahead and go to this very, very important piece. And then there'll be a lot more coming up with Owen Schroyer and more today. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, the most banned, most verboten, most attacked transmission in the world for good reason. But thanks to you spreading the URL, Infowars.com and Newswars.com. With God's help, we are unstoppable when we work together. God bless you all. Now here's the piece with Tucker Carlson and Ann Coulter.
We're in Washington right now. I've been here all my life, and I can say I've never seen this city crazier or more paranoid or more tense or more dumb. Here's an example. 3 years ago, Brett Kavanaugh made what was obviously a joke about his time in high school. Here it is.
Fortunately, we had a good saying that we've held firm to this day, as the dean was reminding me before the talk, which is what happens at Georgetown Prep stays at Georgetown Prep. That's been a good thing for all of us, I think.
Yeah, so he's obviously admitting a felony sex crime there. No, it was a joke, and it's clearly irrelevant to what we're talking about today, but don't tell the more literal-minded, humorless members of the Senate. How about Elizabeth Warren? She tweeted this. I can't imagine any parent accepting this view. Is this really what America wants in its next Supreme Court justice? If you can even imagine texting something like that or putting it on Twitter, mindless. Ann Coulter is a writer, author of Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Has Lost His Collective Mind. As if she needed another example of it, she joins us tonight. So what do you make of the fact, I was trying to get a straight answer from our last guest, and I'm not sure what I even think of it, but what do you make of the fact that Dianne Feinstein is saying, I'm not sure I believe Christine Ford now?
Well, Dianne Feinstein has always been one of my favorite senators, Republican or Democrat. I was sort of surprised she was the one who held on to this letter. I don't think the big issue is that it's the 11th hour. I think the big issue is last week we started getting polls showing the Democrats have a shot at taking the Senate.
Right.
They really want to stop this nomination. It's been kind of hilarious listening to the Democrats, on the New York Times editorial page, and Schumer and Blumenthal, we need a major FBI investigation. As you point out, there's nothing to investigate. They want to appoint a blue ribbon commission, and maybe, they'll wrap up their work sometime next February. It really is just purely for delay.
So can I ask, why not an independent counsel? And he can take maybe 4 or 5 years to get to the bottom is, why would the Republican look, this, I am giving everybody every benefit of every doubt. I'm not attacking Ford, who, again, as I said last night, I've heard is a nice person. But this is a political tactic designed to prevent the president from putting his nominee on the court. Why are Republicans in the Congress playing along with this?
I think some of them, and this is the only thing that I think makes it dangerous for Republicans, for Kavanaugh, and for the Republic, because there are certain Republicans in the Senate who so hate Trump,
right.
They would put their egos above the good of the country. And what so many Republicans said about voting, and every 4 years say about voting for any Republican, we have to do it for the Supreme Court nominees. No, maybe not for Ben Sasse, maybe not for Senator Bob Corker. They just so hate Trump. That could end up hurting Kavanaugh. But I think your point that If they get away with this, then you have CNN running the country. It's not even just the Democrats running the country. It's the media running the country, because this allegation could be made against anyone at any time, absolutely non-disprovable. The New York Times, I wanted to mention, here, since you cited Teddy Kennedy, one of the great things in the New York Times editorial on this case was to say that things were totally different in the 1980s. That's why this woman, Dr. Ford, didn't report it at the time. Because you remember the 1980s, Tucker. You used to be able to, there was sexual assault like mad every place. Their proof of this, that women weren't taken seriously in the 1980s, was to link to an article in the Washington Post citing the New York Times treatment of the accuser of William Kennedy Smith. So, yes, the Kennedys, they've always had free reign to rape, murder, and the New York Times would go after the accusers. But that's really what the division is here. This isn't a new thing. As long as you are a presumed white male Republican, whether it's the Duke LaCrosse case or, oh, that dastardly Haven Monahan in the Rolling Stone story about the frat boys gang raping the gal, the whole thing turned out to be fake. There is no Haven Monahan. Or now a lot of the statements about Brett Kavanaugh, like from Krugman, oh, he's smirking, and a lot on Twitter and elsewhere. Oh, he's a white male, his white privilege. If you fit the narrative, you are guilty, and there is no coming back from that. And it's not just Democrats and the media running the country. It's any white male can be accused with an evidence-free accusation.
Well, you shouldn't
like
judge people on the basis of their immutable characteristics.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul.
All right, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Let me know what, let me allow you to know what's coming up here today. Joey Gibson is going to be joining us at 1 o'clock. Central, and Roger Stone is going to be joining us in the fourth hour, and we may also have another guest with some breaking news today, but I'm going to hold off on that for now because I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not, but there's about to be some big news developing on a certain front today. It actually ties into the Kavanaugh hearings, which I've got a lot more news on. We've got some clips that I want to get to. It's really madness, though, what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh right now in these Supreme Court hearings, where they'll make one woman will make up allegations against Brett Kavanaugh and the entire Democrat Party will get on board. Now, how many people have come out from Brett Kavanaugh's high school and talked about these allegations and talked about Brett Kavanaugh? Do you know how many? Actually, the number is 200. 200. Do you know how many of them are making any sort of negative comments about Brett Kavanaugh? One. One. And who do the Democrats listen to? Who does the media give all the attention to? Not the 200. The one. Pull up the news story, guys. 200 women from Brett Kavanaugh's high school signed a letter talking about how he never behaved like this. He was always in control, always a good guy. Never would he do anything like that to a girl in high school, ever. Signed by 200 women in his high school. Now, I realized this the other day. I can't even remember what broadcast it was on. The reason why Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, selected Brett Kavanaugh is because he was the purest. He had the best record. He was untouchable. He was the good guy. Now, were there some negative things about... There's a story, guys, it's up to 200 women now. He came from the Bush administration, maybe some of the politics you don't like, there's all that, but see, Trump got it, and he said, I have to pick the purest guy because I know they're going to be attacked. It was 200 supporting her. I could have sworn I saw one that had 200 supporting him. Well, whatever. The whole thing is just out of control. But her own lawyer comes out and says she doesn't have to corroborate her story. And listen to the lengths of craziness that they're willing to take this, guys. Let's go to clip 9. Listen to, this was actually from Hannity, but it was a clip, I believe, from MSNBC and CNN. Just listen to what these people are saying about the woman's claims against Kavanaugh. You'll notice how they don't care if they're true or not. Roll clip 9.
You have no knowledge whether Brett Kavanaugh
did it. It doesn't matter. I believe Christine Ford.
It doesn't matter.
No, because when you... To come forward, she has no, there's no enticement for her to come forward.
By the end of the week, if Judge Kavanaugh decides he doesn't want to go through this, it isn't worth it, he doesn't want to, maybe he can win, but he doesn't want an asterisk. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he chose to withdraw and chose to back down.
The reality is, I see it right now, probably this nomination is cooked. And he doesn't, is he willing to accept that when the time comes and withdraw it or not?
We need to judge Brett Kavanaugh not just on what he may or may not have done, but how he treats a woman's pain. And that is something I'm going to be paying attention to on Monday. How does he respond to what is happening, whether or not he agrees that this happened with her?
Are you hearing these people? Whether or not it happened or not doesn't matter. It's about how he feels about a woman's pain. Wait a second. What if she's making it up? So now, according to their logic, you can make something up and then have fake pain because of your fake story. And if somebody doesn't feel bad for you, well, they're the bad guy. They're the jerk. They can't be on the Supreme Court. You see, we're the Democrats. We're the leftist media. We've decided this nomination is cooked. Brett Kavanaugh's a rapist. No evidence. Doesn't matter. She hasn't corroborated her story. She doesn't have to. The only eyewitness says it didn't happen. It doesn't matter. Don't you care about a woman's pain? But what if she's making it up? But her pain! And so they use this now to keep a man off the Supreme Court, to stop the Democratic Republic of the United States of America from working. And Dianne Feinstein should be charged with obstruction of justice when she withholds this fake letter for 20 days, waits for the hearings to end, and then sends it out there so the media can run with headlines, they can attack and a character assassinate Kavanaugh. And then what does Dianne Feinstein say? Well, we don't know that any of this is true. Well, then why did you put it out there, Congresswoman? Oh, because you wanted the media to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. You wanted this fake story to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. Maybe you should be censured. Maybe all of these Democrat congressmen and women are the ones that are cooked, MSNBC. Maybe you're cooked, MSNBC. Of course, you are cooked. You're cooked because nobody watches you. And you're cooked because your stories are fake. Your stories are cooked. And everybody sees who you are now when you're so pathetic that you fake hurricane coverage. Unbelievable. And so that's what we go through. Now, I also plan on opening up the phone lines, and I'm going to try to actually get to this news in the next segment. But folks, InfoWarsStore.com is what makes everything possible. And you've seen what you have done with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got big specials going right now. 25% off Survival Shield X2. This is the last run of Survival Shield X2. So take advantage while supplies last. And then once we get lower numbers of what we have left here, the 25% is going to be lifted. So that probably makes it through this week, maybe this weekend. The 25% off, that is. And then next week, I would guess Survival Shield X2 is back at full price. But read the thousands of five-star reviews for yourself. It's Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. It is a game changer. It is a life changer. If you haven't tried it yet, now is the time. Detoxify your body from the fluoride with the good halogen, nascent iodine. It's Survival Shield X2, 25% off while supplies last. This is the final run of one of our top-selling, if not our top-selling, most popular product of all time. Survival Shield X2, and it's a last-run offer. So take advantage, 25% off, final run. It goes into the history books. It goes into the Hall of Fame. The greatest of all time, Survival Shield X2, retired after this final run. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I need to get focused now, and I'm going to. Batten down the hatches. We're going to get to some of this news. Joey Gibson's coming up at 1 Central to talk about the Free Alex Jones rally that I need you at on Saturday to stand up for free speech, to stand up for Alex Jones. I'll be there. A lot of other great people will be there, including Joey Gibson. He joins me at 1. Now, here's the deal, folks. A lot of people are wondering what is up with the InfoWars Army. Well, The InfoWars army is you. So if you're asking yourself that, just answer it yourself. Because you are the InfoWars army. But I am putting out an InfoWars army call to action and rendezvous point tomorrow at 5 o'clock in Austin, Texas. Now, my plan is to stand above a busy bridge here in Austin, Texas, that I'm about to announce the location. And I have six signs that say, under President Trump, record job growth, record economic growth, record GDP growth, record low unemployment, honk for Trump. We're going to stand there from 5 to 6 in the middle of rush hour, maybe a little longer, in downtown Austin, Texas. I'm about to announce the bridge, and I need you there, the InfoWars Army. This is our rendezvous. I already got a couple people confirmed, but I want you to be there. We need to stand together. We need to show strength in numbers. And then people are going to wonder, hey, what's going on? They might come start talking to you. Maybe they're curious about some stuff. Who knows? Maybe you changed a vote coming up here from Robert O'Rourke to Ted Cruz, who has a great voting record. Who's Robert O'Rourke? Oh, Beto. Well, how come they call him Beto? Oh, because they have this slick way of pretending someone's a minority when they're not so that you vote for them. It's a Democrat tactic, you know. It's like stolen valor from minorities is what they do. So they make minorities this position of valor, and then they steal their valor by faking being minorities, like Elizabeth Warren claiming she's an Indian. See how that works? Like Rachel Dolezal claiming she's black when she's white. You see how that works? The list goes on. So here is the rally point tomorrow in Austin, Texas. I will be there with signs, live streaming, the InfoWars Army rally point tomorrow, 5 o'clock central in Austin, Texas, is the Riverside Bridge over Highway 35. The Riverside Bridge over Highway 35 in Austin, Texas, at 5 o'clock tomorrow. I will be live streaming. And that is part of the InfoWars Army. So, come out tomorrow as part of the InfoWars Army. I will be there, live streaming, with signs, from 5 Central to 6 Central, on the Riverside Bridge, over Highway 35. And, if you're in Nashville, Tennessee, or Oregon, or New York, or Florida, you just mock up your own sign and go stand on the busiest bridge during rush hour. Say, honk for Trump. Say, free Alex Jones, whatever you want. And here's what I've learned, too. You can actually organize yourselves. Now, I planned on doing this all myself, but I realize I can't do it. Use the hashtag InfoWarsArmy on Twitter to organize yourselves. What am I talking about? Let's say you're in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for pulling the map up there, guys. Let's say you're in Nashville, Tennessee, and you're looking for fellow InfoWarriors, fellow InfoWars Army members who want to go out and hold up a sign tomorrow or go to an event. You go on Twitter, you say, hello, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I want to do this tomorrow. I'm part of the hashtag InfoWars Army. So then you search hashtag InfoWars Army, and you go through all of the tweets, and you find someone in your area, and you say, oh, hey, look, this guy's in Nashville. And you tweet to them and you get in touch with them. Or, oh, hey, this guy's in my city, here in Springfield, Missouri. And so get on there, all right, now you're in touch with them. So you can use these tools to organize yourselves. So I just want people, any question that you want to ask me or ask someone about the InfoWars Army, simply ask yourself and be the answer. So tomorrow, pull up the map again, guys. And here's the other thing that you need to do, since we're banned on YouTube, and you're already doing this. Take the videos I do with calls to action for the InfoWars Army and put them on YouTube. So people are putting up YouTube channels and taking every video I put up from the InfoWars Army, and they get more views than I can get on my accounts. They get tens of thousands of views. So that's how you amplify the message. That's how you do it. That's how you take action. So there's the bridge I will be at tomorrow. 5 p.m. Central, InfoWars Army Rally Point, the Riverside Bridge over Highway 35 in Austin, Texas. We're going to hold up signs showing our support for Donald Trump, and we're going to gauge the reaction, and we're probably going to get local news to come out and cover it. And then if you have 10 cities, 20 cities, 30 cities that all did it in the same day, you just created a national news story. That's how we
role. You know what? I don't need to pay you like George Soros pays off all of these Kavanaugh protesters. I don't need to be part of some left-wing, under-the-table, funds-the-Democrats, fake news, colluding with the media smear campaign against Judge Kavanaugh to try to impact change in this world. I just need to go out and be real and put my messages out there and put the truth out there, and that's how you win. But if we don't fight, then we lose. So, having said that, let's see what we have here. Oh, you know what? Let's just play this clip, because I was upset to see that this barely made news last night. And I mean, again, I don't think that most people at Fox News are bad. The only person I think, I mean, who knows what's in Shep Smith's head. But, like, overall, I think most of them just read teleprompters and just enjoy sitting down and chopping it up and getting going home. Tucker Carlson fights to get information out there, fights to expose the left. Sean Hannity tries to be as informative as possible. Laura Ingraham really is not afraid to speak her mind. And then, like, Lou Dobbs is great on Fox Business. I think Kat is fine, too, and there's some other people. But, I mean, it's pretty much really watered down. Why didn't this clip from Project Veritas exposing the deep state go totally viral? Now, I understand the audio is bad. I don't care. I'm rolling it because everyone needs to see this clip, and it's just the beginning, folks. And hold the music here, guys. Roll clip 15, the short boil down of the Democrat exposing himself, talking about how they'll obstruct anything when it comes to the Trump administration. This should be totally viral, and Project Veritas has a lot more coming out. Just listen to this video from Project Veritas. So this is the intro, the new intro James O'Keefe put together. What a badass.
And then there's a lot of talk about how we can
resist from the inside. Resist from the inside.
I'm a paralegal at the Department of Justice.
Oh, this is the new one. Oh, this is the new one. I haven't even seen this one yet. This one came out today. Hold on. Pause it. Okay. I didn't realize this was the new one. I apologize. So yesterday, Project Veritas releases the Resist Everything video. Now you have the Department of Justice official released today, Resist Everything from the Inside. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was a new one. Go back.
And then there's a lot of talk about
inside. Yeah.
And there's like a lot of
feedback.
Like,
oh, we can't get fired. We're federal employees. We have to resist from the inside. Allison Harbar, Department of Justice. So they're fully politicized, folks. They're admitting how they're fully politicized. Jessica Schubert, also from the DOJ. Resist from the inside. People are criminals, man.
Your friend nailed you. The policy
was
about to come into effect. What policy was it?
It was the policy that allows the work requirement
for
allows states to require Medicaid beneficiaries to work.
So Project Veritas is just exposing the deep state they said didn't exist. Oh, but then they published the New York Times story. You know why? Because they knew these videos were about to come out, and they wanted to expose themselves before James O'Keefe exposed them. Folks, they are fully exposed. We cannot let...
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I need to finish up with this Kavanaugh news in this segment. And then in the next hour, I need to highlight the big plans for censorship, how they're going to use Chinese censorship, and then roll it out here once these social media companies and tech giants have been fully integrated into the Chinese government. But we're going to do that in the next hour. In the meantime, let's just go through all of this Kavanaugh madness so we can just get this off the docket, no pun intended, and move forward. Because there's other big news I want to get to, too, and I'd love to open up the phone lines before I sign off here today. So, you heard the clip, Mazie Hirono from Hawaii, the Democrat saying men just need to shut up, get out of the Kavanaugh accuser's way, and you have to believe her. Now, look, I get that these women hate men or whatever it is. It's a political stunt for them or to talk down to men. Or they think it gets them votes or something. Okay, fine.
But whatever. I don't even care as a man. You can hate me, you know, talk me down. Honestly, I don't give a damn. It shows who you really are. But here's the scary thing about it. What they're saying is that you have to believe a woman who makes any accusation. Period. End of story. Doesn't matter how many women have been caught faking stuff. Doesn't matter how many women have made up things about men. I mean, you look at a history of divorce court. So many times in divorce court, women all of a sudden claim their husband, ex-husband raped them. It's like a known thing. I mean, there's all kinds of statistics out there. And really, if you wanted to stop that, false rape claims, if you can prove a rape claim was false, if a rape claim is falsified, a sexual allegation, assault is falsified, not like, okay, something happened, but we determined it wasn't a rape or a sexual assault or anything illegal. But if you can determine that the claims are totally falsified, whatever punishment would have been levied against the man you accused, you should then face. 110%. And women should support that. Because, see, that protects women who have been raped. That protects women who have been victimized by sexual assault. But that's not what Mazie Hirono says. That's not what the Democrats say. They want any woman who makes any claim to be believed 110%. But then guess what? Women are going to lie. Women are going to take advantage of that. And then actual victims of rape never get heard. Of course, that's what the Democrats have already done. Look at what happened with Keith Ellison and Monahan. I can't even remember her name. Notice everybody knows the fake woman who made the claims against Kavanaugh. Nobody knows the real woman who made the claims against Ellison, which we have actual proof of, and you get ready. Bomb's about to drop on that. But that's what they want you to say. Oh, a woman made an accusation? She must be believed. No, that's lunacy. And now they keep saying they want an FBI investigation. FBI investigation. How about an FBI investigation into Dianne Feinstein having a Chinese spy for 20 years? Nope. But Feinstein says, after she withholds the letter for 20 days before the hearings and then releases it after the hearings, obstruction of justice, she's the one that releases it then to the media so they can create these headlines and character assassinate Kavanaugh. And then she says, I can't say everything in the letter is truthful. Then why did you have it? Why didn't you corroborate it? And then why did you release it? Because they want to destroy Kavanaugh with lies. Now, Kavanaugh's accuser, Ford, she's a doctor now, Dr. Ford, she's Dr. Ford, Professor Ford, what's she going to be next, an astronaut? And she accuses Ford of, she's saying that she's been forced out of her home over threats now. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I have a hard time believing that. You know why? Because you're a known liar. So you say people are threatening you and you've been forced to leave your home? Guess what? You're a known liar. I don't believe you. That's your fault. Maybe it's true. It's like the boy that cried wolf. Sorry, don't believe you, liar. And then, oh my gosh, you're going to love this clip, folks. This is like, this is so next level. You thought what I just reported here was madness. You thought what I just reported here was insane. Wait till you hear this. Hillary Clinton says that we have to give Kavanaugh's accuser the benefit of the doubt. Wow. And we've got the clip, but just think about the boldness. Think about the unmitigated audacity for Hillary Clinton, who has abused women psychologically, victims of rape and sexual assault. A woman who stood up for a rapist pedophile. This is one of the most sick. If this doesn't show you how sick and demonic Hillary Clinton really is, that she would go this far to say we have to believe all the accusers when she ignored and psychologically abused the multiple accusers of her husband. This is a demon, folks. This is a demon. This woman knows no limits of her demonic, depraved everything, essence, very being. She can't be anything else but a total demon. She can't be anything else but a total liar. She can't be anything else but a total fraud. So listen to the audacity of Hillary Clinton, who, again, psychologically abused Bill Clinton's accusers. Let's not even say victims, because she just says if you make an accusation, then it has to be true. Well, they accused Bill Clinton. In fact, I accused Bill Clinton of rape. I allege Bill Clinton raped me at the International Space Station in 1988 before I was even born. But that's my accusation, and I'm a woman today. So I'm a woman today. The left says I can decide my own gender, my own sex. So today I'm a woman. Today, as a woman, I accuse Bill Clinton allegedly, perhaps, raping me on the International Space Station in 1988 with a cigar. Doesn't matter I wasn't born. Doesn't matter I'm alleging it, but it's not true. I allege that. I accuse Bill Clinton. I declare myself a woman today, so Hillary Clinton must hear me out. Don't believe me? Let's go to Hillary Clinton.
I mean, there can't be one set of rules for Democrats and one set of rules for Republicans. That's one of the reasons people don't have any confidence
literally
in Congress. How can you? You don't know what's going to happen from day to day.
Pause right there. Do you see what I'm saying? She has to be as big of a liar as possible. She can't tell a little. She has to be fully demonic. She has to be fully on board with lies. She has to be fully on board with propaganda. She has to rub crap in your face and spit on you. Go back. This is unbelievable.
Remember back in the Thomas hearings when Senator Byrd was asked.
KKK member she was friends with.
And he said, in a situation like this, we should give the benefit of the doubt to the court and the country.
Oh, my God.
And that's what the Republicans should be doing right now, from the White House down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Senate. Give the benefit of the doubt to the court and the country.
Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey.
Have an investigation that will then lead to a hearing that will then lead to a vote.
This is insane.
And instead, they...
She knows that's not even true. She's a liar. She's a lawyer. She knows that's not true.
You know, try to pack the court with, another nominee, regardless of the question.
That's on Rachel Maddow last night. Now, here's the deal, folks. There's a reason why we came together to elect Trump. It's because we knew Hillary Clinton was a total demon. And so people from all different backgrounds and all different political beliefs, all different religions, races, whatever, age groups, sexes, we knew we had to stop that witch right there. And thank God we did. Can you imagine? Now, I want to go now to clip 18, because this is why Trump has them so afraid, folks. This is why they're doubling down on their lies, tripling, quadrupling. Just listen to Governor Jerry Brown of California, who's destroyed California. Listen to what he says on MSNBC.
We never had a president who is engaged in this kind of behavior. I mean, he's not...
Yeah, yeah, saving the economy.
He's
yeah.
changing his mind. He's, sabotaging the world order in many respects.
Thank God!
It's unprecedented. It's dangerous. And hopefully this election is going to send a strong message to the country. The Democrats will win. And then Trump, something's got to happen to this guy. Because if we don't get rid of him, he's going to undermine America and even the world.
Undermining America by making it stronger and richer. Undermine America by bringing the jobs back, standing up for it, loving it. That's undermining it, according to Democrat Governor of California, Jerry Brown, who I guess saved California then. By that, Jerry Brown saved California by making it feces-ridden, needle-ridden, drug-ridden, criminal-ridden, debt-ridden. So California was saved by Jerry Brown by destroying it. Jerry Brown is the savior of California. Don't you get it? He destroyed California. He took a dump on California. He urinated on California. He spit on California. He made California broke. He's the hero. Trump saved America, so he destroyed America.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.